At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, Wednesday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get Grant McCauley in here in about 20 minutes for some Braves and Falcons conversation, as obviously he is our Braves insider at 92.9 The Game, but he's also the halftime and postgame show host on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network now, too. So a lot to talk with Grant about. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Just give us a call, ask us a question. We'll do our best to answer it, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes.
I just lost it because I knew they were Michael Penix. They were
asking, oh, I've got some.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I've got some. Okay. The Penix quotes?
Yes.
All right. We got the first one from Smokin' Joe Patrick when asked about the scuffle, the fight that happened at joint practice with the Titans today. Michael Penix quote, "I'm from Dade City.
Yeah.
I'm from Tampa.
Yeah.
There's a respect part about it. We're all competing at a high level. And when disrespect comes in, it's like this ain't football no more. That's when it turns into what it is.
Yep.
We can trash talk all we want. I'll never call you out your name.
Yep.
I don't want you to call me out my name.
Yeah, he got called a female dog.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right.
Yep, got it. Yep.
That's
the only thing that's going to make us come up out ourselves.
He went on to say, football is a competitive sport. Yes. I like to compete at a high level. And when I compete, I don't do too much talking until somebody says something to me. And then maybe I throw a touchdown. And then I'm like, what were you talking about? I guess not everybody takes it well. I think that's all it was.
Yeah, that word right there will make a man come about himself.
Yeah, and then Penix threw a touchdown. Yes. He looked at we saw it.
Yes.
He looked over the sideline. He's like, who's who's one of those now?
Yeah,
and they were like, you still are.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to fight him about it.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And it was one of the things that you don't want your quarterback in the middle of it. You do not want him. He was right in the middle of it.
Which, by the way, apparently a lot of his teammates liked a lot. There's a lot of quotes coming out as well. It's like, yeah, you know, we got a dog at quarterback.
Oh,
he's
no,
built
not
different.
The dog, not the built
well,
different.
Well, he did. Washington Huskies, that is a species
built,
of dog.
Not the built different.
But that is some of what they're saying. Look, here's the thing. Whether it's true or not, if your teammates feel that way, that's good.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no doubt about it. And that's one of the things.
Perception is reality.
Like, fighting is fighting in practice. All right? People fight all the time. That's not surprising. But very rarely do you see the quarterback in there.
Right.
Only time I've seen quarterbacks handle somebody when Cam Newton drug Josh Norman all over Charlotte. Other than that, you don't see a lot of quarterbacks. You don't see a lot of quarterbacks.
Like people didn't realize how big Cam was.
I just don't understand that.
Like, what are you
thinking?
There's
two things that people don't understand. How big Cam is and how good Cam was.
Yeah, man.
I know.
Remember that video?
I'm sorry. How great Cam was.
Remember that video at that youth football game when all those guys ran up on him and he was just like, jump, jump,
like, that's the thing about it. I'm going to put some respect on Cam's name.
That's like 6'6".
But
anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you never see – because there's fights all the time. And your teammate – but when it's the quarterback, it's different. And that's all. You saw how fast they got there. Now, that was Bergeron mixing up. Probably was like, oh, get him, get him. But when they saw nine and that red over there in it, oh, man, you saw the whole sideline came.
Yeah, it was
how
everybody.
It's supposed to be.
It was everybody. Yeah. And it was coaches. Yeah. Terry Fontenot was out there in the middle of it.
It's different when it's him.
Right.
Yeah. And so,
that's the season, man.
Yeah, so like, you saw that. Yeah. When it was him, it's different. But, it was funny and everything. But, yeah, I mean, I think without his teammates didn't gain more respect from him because of the fight. They respect the hell out of him. You know, they know what kind of brother they know how this cat is built. And we all know where he's from.
I always like when people get in fights, they tell you where they're from. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I seen plenty.
Oh, they fight there too. Huh?
I seen plenty of folks that get knocked out from St. Louis.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shoot, you don't know nothing about this dog from Cardi Bridge. They're going to knock your head right back across it.
Yeah, like they fight everywhere.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Dade City. All right, they fight there.
You think
you're from, Peach County, they fight there.
You think you don't want to? that'd be the one right there. Like, I don't understand why you act a fool sometimes because of where you're from, but if you're telling me that you're tougher than me because of where you're from.
Right. There's a lot of tough places to be
from. Yeah, dog.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, dog. You get your ass from a dude from Alpharetta.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, and I know they fight in Alpharetta for all y'all. Ready, what's wrong with Alpharetta?
Yeah,
ain't
that
wrong with Alpharetta? I know they fight up there. All right?
I can't wait to hear, because, like, the funniest thing is when you hear people say it, and it's like, hang on, you're not from somewhere.
I'm from Alpharetta.
I can't wait. I hope I hear Jack say that someday. I'm from Smyrna. Like, all right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Now, again, there's probably some people from Smyrna that fight great.
Yeah.
There probably are.
Yeah, but that ain't.
It doesn't necessarily
it
mean because you're from there.
It don't sound as good as I'm from Decatur.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean? It don't sound as good.
No,
I'm from Smyrna. I'm from Roswell. I know they fight in Roswell. I got a partner from Roswell that'll knock your damn teeth out. But it don't sound as good as I'm from Lithonia.
Please ask him not to.
You know what I mean?
I need this.
It just don't sound the same.
What am I supposed to chew with?
It just don't sound the same.
No, it doesn't.
It just don't sound the same. And again, I know people.
I don't know much about Tampa. Like, that's the thing. I'm from Tampa.
I know a lot. Right. I know. I don't know. I mean, I've been to Tampa quite a few times because my Uncle Greg's there. I don't know a lot about Tampa.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All I know is that this. Okay? And we'll go on from here.
I can't wait for somebody to tweet me immediately and be like, oh, yeah, Tampa's tough.
All I know is this.
Thank you.
Wherever, and it's a shame that this is the truth, wherever there's an MLK drive, in your name, it's pretty tough.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr.
There it is right there.
Intersection.
Yep. It's an intersection.
So you're from a tough part of town.
So you're from a tough part of town. All right. And I leave that. I'm just going by all the experience where I lived at.
Uh-huh.
All right. Where it was Martin Luther King Road Drive, Boulevard. Watch yourself.
Less than a mile from Martin Luther King. Was it Boulevard? I think it was.
Yeah.
Where I grew up. So clearly.
There you go. Clearly.
Clearly. The intersection of Rainier Avenue and Martin Luther King. Franklin High School, you don't have any part of this.
You don't know
but I guarantee you, I grew up with guys that would say, I went to Franklin.
Yeah.
And I can fight. And again, a lot of people fought at Franklin.
Yeah.
But I went there too. I'm not fighting anybody.
But you can live off of the reputation of Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, but hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're Franklin.
Me and Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
We're cut from the same
cloth.
There
you go.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Football is a competitive sport, so like, I like to compete at a high level. And when I compete, I don't really do too much talking until somebody says something to me. And then maybe I want to, okay, I threw a touchdown, now what y'all talking about? Like, and then I guess not everybody take that the right way. And I think that's all it was.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking. You made a play. You told them about it. They didn't like it. There was more talking. Bergeron was right in there, too, as he always is.
Yeah.
And then there was a scrum, which is fine. There was a number of them. That'll probably be the headline of the day, but they were also practicing and working on stuff.
Yeah.
And we saw Penix. The thing that led to all that was a great throw from Penix.
Yeah.
To Ray McLeod, which is a touchdown.
But the thing about it was Ray catches it, he breaks it, and then as defense, they get it, and oh, it's so damn annoying. All right, they try to poke the ball out still, yeah. and then they push it. He pushed Ray. Ray throws the ball in the air.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Well, he also missed. Like, he tried to punch the ball, and he missed and just hit him in the chest.
Yeah, man.
He's so, like, I was already in the end zone.
They be trying to do all that stuff, man. And, you know, that flim-flammery that them defensive players be trying to do.
Flim-flammery.
Yeah, man. But he's had a nice couple of days. Now, I did read, and I was actually up there at the hill where the bathroom is and watched a couple of reps. He did miss some easy ones today. They had some ones where he short-hopped them a couple times.
Yeah.
Today and everything. So it wasn't as clean as it was yesterday. Still made big plays, but I thought, you know, from what I was looking at from yesterday to today, it looked like the Titans bowed their neck a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I still look from what me watching that the Falcons were kicking that ass, but they bowed up. Now, I also hear that damn other side, we should probably went over there because that Ridley and Terrell matchup was pretty fun today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, that would have been cool to
see.
It
was pretty fun.
That was on the far field. Yeah. And, again, we only got to watch about 10 minutes of the 11-on-11
period. Damn,
it
was
anyway.
Late. We're damn near late right there.
This is the closest we cut at all camp.
Yes, it is.
Because we wanted to watch it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And there was a fight, like, right when we were trying to walk back to do the show. So we had to watch and see how that went down.
Yeah.
I know. That is the only disappointment of joint practice from our perspective is they don't really start. I mean, they do all the drills some 7-on-7 and stuff.
They start with 7-on-7. 7-on-7 usually is at the end of practice.
But they don't do the fun 11-on-11 stuff until like 10:45, and then we got to walk all the way around the building to come back over here.
We got to figure out some new plan next year, dog.
Yeah.
We got to find a new plan.
There's a
fence door right over there on this other side of the wall.
They should put us up underneath that scoreboard.
I don't understand why we won't.
And then we could see
we'll
it.
Figure it.
And I don't know. I don't know if the Falcons don't want us doing play-by-play on practice or what, but like we won't.
When do we do play-by-play?
We don't.
I mean, just
we're not play-by-play
play
people.
And things
like just Braves games on TV that we don't have the rights to or whatever game might be on TV.
Yeah.
The other day when NFL Network was showing Chargers highlights and you were looking to see if you could see yourself.
Yeah, but other than that.
That other day before that when you were watching YouTube highlights of yourself.
I wasn't watching YouTube highlights. Somebody sent me a clip. All right, and that's why I was watching it. Big Willie Anderson said he's from Johns Creek. Somebody, our subdivision is the jungle. Get out of
that's
here, man.
Hilarious. That's what they say, though. That's what I've heard.
Again,
you don't wander into the wrong housing development in Johns Creek and walk out.
Yes, I'm just saying.
I understand
that everybody can throw hands all over the place. All right, I know that. I've been talking about like if we standing on 17th Street and you walk over and say, "Where you from, Holmes?" And you say,
"If I said that, just punch me straight in the chest." Immediately.
Where you from, Holmes?
Holmes. You from, homie?
I might have to fight you at the
Please.
Holmes. The Holmes.
That's what I'm saying. If I ever said that, just throat thrust.
I'm from, especially if you pronounce or enunciate the whole thing. I'm from Alpharetta.
if you say all the letters of the town you're from, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't use that as here's where I'm from.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm from Johns Creek. Or I'm from Roswell. Yeah, or Marietta.
You could tell though, just from that Penix clip.
Yes.
Like he had a little bit more attitude in his voice.
Yeah.
Saying the stuff he was saying.
Hey man, anybody that wear a durag as much as him, he got some bottom. All right.
That's a good indicator.
Only person I know that wear a durag that long, they on sale Block D. So other than that, you can. If you on the outside and you wear a durag as much as Michael, that means you can throw them things.
That's a good point.
I mean, you can throw them hands.
Like, if 98% of the times you see someone, they have a durag on.
I ain't never seen a brother with a durag out in public get his ass whooped.
Don't.
All right? I ain't never seen it.
Lifetime undefeated record.
Because usually when they got a durag in public, it comes with the black ones and black socks.
Yeah.
And they use a Stacy or Chauncey. You got to hit them with a damn fire extinguisher.
You know? Like, have you ever seen at those Halloween stores how they just have bags of costumes?
Yes.
You just did a whole Chauncey costume.
I'm telling you.
You could just put Chauncey in the bag.
Chauncey
in the
bag.
You got a durag. You got
the white
probably a white tank top.
White tank top.
Yeah.
White.
Some jeans.
Jeans, no belt.
No belt.
With them black ones.
Price
and
of
black
basketball
socks.
Shorts under the under the jeans. And then black ones and black
and
socks.
And it will drop the hammer on you.
Yeah, you don't want to fight
You better watch
guy.
Out for him, man.
You don't want to fight
You better
guy.
Watch yourself.
All right. You should be that for Halloween.
Be Chauncey.
Chauncey. What are you? I'm Chauncey.
I might have to do that. You don't like to dress up.
You could ask Mike to borrow one of the Durex. Or you get a three-pack for like $9.99 at a gas station.
Mike, yeah.
Are those charges going up?
I don't know, man. It's been a while since I wore a durag.
They got tariffs on those? Where are those coming from? All right, Grant McCauley's going to join us next. There's no transition from that to this. We'll talk a little bit of Braves with Grant. Obviously, he's our Braves insider. We'll get his thoughts on the Falcons, too, as he is a part of the Falcons radio network this season. So lots to get into coming up next with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Our final day of training camp up here in Flowery Branch. Second day of joint practice with the Titans.
Yes.
A little bit more chippy today than yesterday was. We've talked a lot about some of the scuffles that took place out there, but you want to ask any Falcons-related AMA questions about training camp or anything we've seen today or the 10 or so days that we've been up here, do so, or literally anything else.
Yes.
Just ask me anything. You can ask us anything that you want. But at this time on Wednesdays, we talked to Grant McCauley. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, and halftime and postgame host of the Falcons Network as well. Grant, we haven't had a chance to mention that with you on the air yet. Congrats, man. That's awesome.
Way to go, G-Mac.
No, thank you guys very much. Excited to, you know, get things rolling. We did on Friday. It was a little unorthodox, obviously, but yeah. Looking forward to an exciting season, and there's a lot to be, I think, pumped up about. So happy to be on the team and looking forward to playing my part.
Definitely a wild first one, right? Yeah. The post-game host, and it's like, oh, game's over now.
Huh?
It's like, wait a minute,
yeah,
what?
I've done a lot of rain delay shows in my career. I've done a lot of solo broadcasts in general. That obviously not the conditions you want to be having to do any special broadcast for, but yeah, highly unorthodox and certainly would co-sign on not having to ever see that again.
Yeah, for a variety
no
of reasons.
No doubt.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Spencer Strider. He was out there last night, obviously. Tough one for everybody against the Mets last night. But that's a couple rough starts in a row for him. What are you seeing, if anything, specific the last couple times out?
It is interesting to hear Spencer Strider after these because as I've watched him the last couple of times out, I mean, clearly the Milwaukee Brewers are on a level at which I think any baseball team aspires to be. They're hotter than hot right now. So, you know, running into a bad start against them, I didn't really think a lot of it. I felt like he kind of had, to me at least, his best fastball, like carrying velocity through that start, but clearly he wasn't getting the swings and misses that he needed. And that was also the case with the Mets last night. So clearly three home runs is a problem, and the fact that he was able to strike out just two batters, that is a career low in a start for Spencer Strider. Those are signs that I look at and kind of wonder, is something about either the sequencing or the way that he's going about things just allowing hitters to just feel comfortable against him, which was not a thing prior to the surgery. I mean, let's be honest. I think right. Spencer Strider in 2023 was pitching at a level for a strikeout pitcher that is seldom seen. I mean, he had Randy Johnson-type Ks per nine numbers. You know, he may not throw 250 innings in a season, but putting all that aside, you strike out 280 guys and win 20 games, you're doing a lot more things right than wrong. And yeah. Right now, I think he's just still kind of searching for himself, for that consistency, and for the comfort that comes with getting further and further away from that surgery. So whenever somebody asks me, you know, going down the stretch, well, what's the importance of this guy pitching or this guy playing because they're so far out of it and look at their record and all that, I tell you that on an individual basis, there is value in this, even if the outcome is not what you want, to finding that consistency and continuity to get into the winter, to have a normal off season, and to come back in spring training, not off a rehab, not wondering what you're going to be like, but feeling more like yourself again. And I think this is just all part of that process for Spencer Strider right now.
Grant, what did you think about Chris Sale's start last night in Gwinnett?
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be building that pitch count up. He threw the 30 pitches in the BP session at Truist Park. He threw 40 pitches last night in two innings for Gwinnett. So I think before he comes back, you've got to at least have him up to that 75 or 80. I was kind of curious how many pitches he was going to throw last night. I thought it might be a little bit more, but it does seem like, and of course, there's no reason to rush him back. You know, you need to just give him the adequate time to rebuild, you know, what he's lost over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks of really inactivity as far as competing against hitters on the mound. But overall, one run, two innings, 40 pitches, couple of strikeouts. I think it's three hits, maybe a walk thrown in there as well. Just kind of working through some stuff. But it sounded like he was free and easy, and now we just want to see in 5 days what he's able to do the next time out as far as pitch count's concerned.
I know that there's still a lot of games left this year, and I don't want to do the whole thing of immediately talking about next year every single time, but Drake Baldwin, at the very least, has been a really nice silver lining in what's been a tough year, and I would expect him to be a part of the solution or a part of the plan at catcher for the foreseeable future. Do you think that him and Murphy are the plan, or do you think that they go into the offseason with the potential of Murphy maybe being a trade candidate?
I mean, he can be a trade candidate, and maybe those are discussions that, you know, can fall under the, and I don't know if we've had this conversation yet or not, but goodness knows we've got 6 or 7 weeks to have these kind of conversations. I really feel like everything should be on the table, and that doesn't mean everyone's available. It just means, okay, let's go position by position, you know, group by group, down through the minors. Let's assess our depth. Let's figure out what we need. Let's look at our coaching, our training. Let's just look at everything and figure out how do we clean the slate that was a 2025 season to forget and get back to being the club that we expect to be in 2026. Now, that aside, that motivational speech aside, when I look at catcher, there are 29 other teams. And I'll take Cal Raleigh off the board. So maybe the Mariners don't need a better situation, but there are a lot of clubs out there that would be very happy to have the first world problem of Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin at catcher. The good thing is you have the DH spot that's available to you if you want to get extra at bats for one or both of them. And then you really can kind of figure that out in the offseason. Is there a complimentary player that helps you give the catchers, because they're going to need it, some days off where they don't do anything except maybe pinch hit if you need them to do that. So I think that's probably how I would attack the catcher position. I don't know that that sounds like Marcell Ozuna. Clearly it doesn't. He's a guy that's played and DH'd basically every day until he, you know, performance-wise wasn't part of the plan for 3-4 weeks. But now he's swinging the bat pretty well again. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of decisions they make. But I think that Sean Murphy has shown in a variety of ways the value that he brings beyond just what happens at the plate. But he's also shown offensively that he can make an impact on the game there as well. So that's not a guy I'm hurrying to get off my team, if that all makes sense.
Do we see Ronald Acuña anytime soon, Grant?
I think we could see Ronald Acuña Jr. tomorrow or this weekend. Okay. I think he's ready to go. Oh, he's ramped it up.
Right.
BP's been going on. He's been doing agility, sprinting drills prior to the games. Before leaving for this road trip in New York, he traveled with the team, and so did Austin Riley, for that matter. So we may see him on this road trip as well. So, you know, there's value to getting these guys back out there. He's going through all of the testing he needs to check all the boxes to be available to play, and does feel like he is. I think he gave everybody a really good scare, including himself, you know, in terms of the Achilles thing and the walking boot and all of that. So, you know, once they were able to really figure it out and zero in on what the soreness was, I think they've managed to treat him up. And him coming back and playing is valuable, too. And it's a different way than, hey, pitchers need innings to build up their foundation for year over year as far as starters are concerned. But Ronald Acuña Jr. has missed so much time on the field. He wants to be able to walk into 2026, you know, ready to play every single day, and taking extended time off just to take it off down the stretch, I don't really see that as a thing.
Let me get one Falcons thought from you, Grant, as obviously you were in there for the game on Friday, and they got another one coming up this Friday against the Titans, who they were out there fighting during the second day of the joint practice today. What did you maybe one or two things that stood out on Friday night, and what are you looking for this Friday?
Well, I think the number one thing, and this is, you know, the most cliched of baseball answers, but I think it applies to all of sports, man, it's the preseason. Let's get everybody healthy. Let's get them through the progressions they need to. Let's get them built up and out there to kick off the regular season. But I think, if anything, you just want to see different guys check boxes of getting experience. I like seeing the rookies get their first reps at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think that's kind of meaningful. It's hard to take much away from an offense that doesn't have all the featured players or the quarterback to really get an idea of what they're capable of doing. I think at the combined practice against Tennessee, you probably got a lot more of an indication about how those guys are feeling and how they're syncing up. But those were kind of my thoughts. I mean, it was a solid game defensively. There were some nice standout plays, especially in the first half. And I think you just look for the plain old good fundamentals to know that this is a team that's just doing everything it needs to do to be disciplined, to minimize penalties, to tackle when they need to, and to get the ball moving. But we may not see that as much with the names that we expect to be seeing when the Falcons are playing the big games as we go through the schedule.
Yeah, should see some of the defensive guys, like you said, on Friday. Probably won't see very many of the offensive guys, just like we didn't last Friday. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, as well as host of From the Diamond every single weekend, and halftime and postgame of the Atlanta Falcons radio network. So pretty wild for your first game postgame host to be.
Yeah.
All right, now.
All right, I'm just over chilling. Hey,
10 minutes left.
Game's over.
You're probably like eating dinner or something like that. You think you got a little bit of time before you got to jump on the mic. And all right, game's over. Here we go.
Oh, man.
And then you got to talk about, which is a pretty scary situation, too.
Because it was.
By the way, it sounded like pretty good news as far as Maurice Norris goes this week from what we've heard from Detroit, which is good. But yeah, man, scary way for that game to end. And he's right. Like, the main thing everybody wants from preseason is to avoid stuff like that.
Yeah, because you just, especially, you know, when you're at a point where, you know, these kids are out here just fighting for jobs, man. Out here fighting for jobs, and then, you know, you get your opportunity to go out there and show what you can do if something like this does happen. So it was unfortunate, but it does seem like everything is well with the young man, and hopefully he can make a full recovery and get back to doing what he loves, man.
They're packing up the portable fences,
Randy. It's time for us to get out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dog. Because
not only is it our last time up here for training camp, today was the last open practice as well.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's time for us to leave. And I do appreciate them putting these fences up, man.
Well,
it's dangerous being us.
In years past, I always left. I was like, what do they have the borders for now? I don't know. The show's gotten so popular.
I know, they were swarming. That's why we were
there. I signed 4 footballs today. Like, I autographed him.
I saw that.
I know.
And I like how you put 929 underneath.
Because, like, you know how a player's read a number, yes. You know? I was like, oh, I put 929 down.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
I was pretty proud of that. Feeling good about it. All right. We'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, the AMA is next. Load the phone lines up. We will answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The AMA every single day to wrap up the show here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. What was it?
.com.
.org.
.org.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, no. I saw that Tennessee's going back to Adidas. I like them better than Adidas.
You like them better in Adidas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
UW went to Adidas like 4 years ago or something like that, which – good.
That's why Michael Penix is the Dean's guy.
Yeah, because Oregon's big Nike school, obviously. Nike makes cooler stuff.
Yeah.
their gear, man, yeah. Like – no, luckily there's a lot of these other sites that make college gear now.
Yes.
Like you can like kind of retro-looking shirts and stuff that aren't Adidas or Nike.
Right.
But like all the Adidas stuff, it's fine. Like it's good for – I think if you're playing or like if you're on the sideline like or practice.
Uh-huh.
But like just to wear around as a fan, kind of – I don't know. I'm not huge on the Adidas stuff.
Okay. I have not owned a pair of Adidas in quite some time.
I got some Adidas shoes. I like the shoes, but like their team gear.
I think
is
once
like,
the shell toe went away, I went away.
Oh, you can still get shell toes.
I know, but I do my best not to wear tennis. I'm wearing tennis shoes now because of a lot of walking.
Yeah.
And so
those are nice looking.
But these are going back in the.
They're like old school Rams colors.
They're going back in the garage.
Navy and gold.
Yeah, they're going back in the garage for the next time I got to walk.
Okay. Let's start with Evan, who's in Athens. Hello, Evan.
What's going on, guys? Hi. My question is, if you could predict everyone at your station going accidentally insanely viral, what would it be for?
Oh man.
That's such a great question.
Is it anybody?
Yeah, going accidentally viral.
Mike Bell.
How?
Being Mike Bell. Mike Bell, being Mike Bell, tweeting something Mike Bell.
Like,
definitely.
Somebody sneaks a camera and he's telling a really good story.
Yes, only Mike Bell. I can't think of anybody
else. I can see that. I can see Abe going viral for, like, somebody has, like, a camera at the soccer game or something.
And he's yelling in his Abe voice.
Well, yeah, he's like, it's like, look at this guy trying super hard.
Yeah.
And it's like the try hard guy.
Oh, God, viral. This dude diving into the post and
that,
stuff.
Right, something getting, like that. Yeah. Gosh, I don't know.
It's Mike.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's,
Yeah.
So,
I can't think of anybody
I guess
else.
It's the only one.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else.
That's really good. I'm trying to think if there's any other random person that I'm not – I don't know, like, Bull Morgan maybe, too. Like, he gets in, like, an argument with the HOA lady or something.
But no. I think that – or Dylan crying.
Oh, yeah. I could see Dylan doing, like, one of those – you know how sometimes young people now, they'll film themselves crying?
Crying. Or they'll set their phone up and say, usually I don't speak on this.
Right.
But I'm sick of talking about him.
Yeah, I can see Dylan,
I can see Dylan doing that.
Like, if Drake – like, if Kendrick makes another song or something.
Stop it. Leave him alone.
I can see that. Yeah. Good point. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, Andy Randy.
Uh-oh.
On that bike.
Bruh, I'm glad you asked. So remember I called and I heard it, right? Yesterday, the wife, she was being nice. She set me up a massage, and I went and did that, right? This morning, bro, she was like, well, babe, your back ain't really feeling better. I got some gummies that might help. Andy Randy, I'm about to call the police on her immediately. I feel like she's trying to kill me, bro. First off, what the hell is in these gummies? Because I am over here tripping. Now, I can't feel my back, but I can't feel nothing else either. You know what I'm saying?
So you're feeling pretty great right now.
So you're good.
I don't know. Listen, I don't partake. You get what I'm saying? Bro, I am. I just want to let y'all know that, bro.
Okay.
You just want to call and let us know you're high?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to know. Okay. Like, I remember when they used to make you laugh and hungry. Now, I feel like I'm back in damn first grade or something, bro. What the hell going on?
Have you ordered any DoorDash or anything like that?
Man, I done took two showers. I done ate up all the potato chips. I'm tearing the house up right now, bro.
All right, Devin. Well, good.
That's what they do. I don't use happens when I take one. I tell you, the first time I ever did it, I did the cookie.
Uh-huh.
And I did a cookie, and the guy was like, my boy who gave it to me said, just eat half. And I ate the half. I was like, it ain't nothing happening.
Didn't kick in.
And I hit that other. I just like Devin. I was like smoking. I took like eight showers. Yep. I mean, just – it was a preseason too, so I wasn't playing.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, let me take this before we can leave.
It's a common mistake. Because it takes like an hour.
It takes like an hour. It's my first time.
Yeah. And then people are like, I don't feel anything. And then you take the rest, and then you've done too much.
Yep.
And then you can't stop it.
Nope.
And it's like, when is this going to stop? And then is this forever?
I thought I missed the plane.
Do I feel like this forever now?
Yes. Been there.
Yeah. No, I'm – yeah. Well, been I'm there. Glad Devin had enough wherewithal to call us.
Yes. Devin's up there with that bike. That bike really got.
Like at the end of the day, Devin called in just to let us know that he's
high.
He's high right now, which is good.
Thanks, Devin.
I like that. Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy and Sir Randy. Man,
hello,
Devin, hey, come off it, man. Let me get a handful, Devin. I could use some. But hey, I got one that's kind of like a get off my lawn, grind my gears, and let me know if this is a big deal, no deal. Can I always notice it during football sports season? And y'all talk about things that people say nowadays. And when I'm sitting in my seat, somebody, and I always try to get an aisle seat, but when I'm sitting in my seat and somebody's got to leave the row to go up the stairs and get their beer and whatnot, they'll come past me and they'll go, oh, I'm sorry. And it used to be just say, hey, excuse me. And I don't know why everybody shifted to this new thing where they always have to apologize. Is that a big deal or no deal? Or is that just my own personal get off my lawn thing?
No,
I
know what you're talking about.
With you.
Yeah.
I am so freaking with you. I hate it. Mm-hmm. When people call, hey, Randy, I'm sorry, I disagree. You don't have to be sorry. It's okay to disagree because you know what? I ain't sorry I disagree with you.
Right.
But that's, when people, I'm sorry. I always say excuse me. If I bump that's your good. Leg or something, yeah. I'll say I'm sorry.
Right, right.
But other than that,
just walking past
yeah,
someone walking, in the road.
Yeah, excuse me.
You don't have to be sorry
yeah.
for it. You're doing something so that's reasonable.
I'm so with you.
I'm one of those people.
Right.
I'm an apologizer.
I always say excuse me.
Yeah. Excuse me. I don't know what that is. It's something about, we're an apologetic generation. I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know. I must miss that generation.
Well, you're a little older.
Yeah, I don't.
You're a little older.
Yeah, I'm not. I understand. But I understand exactly what it is.
I've heard it, and I do it.
I don't do
and
it.
And I don't know why I
say
do it.
Unless I bump you or something like that, I'll say
I apologize
I'm sorry.
For all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do, and it's not very good, is like at the end of an email that you'll send, you're like, I'm sorry for even asking this. And then at the end, it's like, you know what? It's fine either way.
That's the people that get on my nerves nowadays.
I know. I usually
don't say anything.
I'm trying not to be.
But then why did you have to start saying something when you just let it out saying, I usually don't say stuff?
I don't know.
Then shut your ass up.
It's like we have to apologize for even existing.
Yeah, man, please.
What made us be like this?
Keep me out the y'all.
Well, I'm not talking about you.
Oh.
I already said explicitly
oh, yeah.
you're not in this generation.
Keep me out the y'all.
I didn't.
Then say us.
I'm sorry that you made me feel like that. Sorry that I made you feel like that. I don't know what it is. He's right, though.
He's so right.
It happens, and
He's
I
right.
do it
He's
sometimes.
So right.
When I walk by people in Roseland, I'm sorry about that. It's like, why am I sorry?
Unless I bump you or something, I'll say
wrong.
I'm sorry.
I should stop.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to work on that. College Park Johnny, I assume, is in College Park.
Yo, what's happening? Yeah, that's right, Andy. I'm from College Park, but now I reside in Fayetteville.
Oh, okay.
But,
good.
Yo, question, man. Whenever y'all come down to the South Side, do a show with that, let me know what y'all drinking on so I can make sure I buy y'all the right shot. That's it.
My man.
Okay.
We definitely would do that.
Easy as that, Johnny.
Johnny.
Now, we don't have anything on the schedule.
No, not right now.
We tell them.
And believe me, we tell them. All the shows tell them.
They tell them.
We all tell them. Do some stuff on the South Side. Everybody likes us. Everybody loves it. We will come down there. So it's not by from us.
We're not avoiding
yes,
you.
We're not avoiding you.
I don't know when the next time will be, but what I do know is when we go, people will be there.
Yep.
And they'll be happy to see us.
Damn sure will.
And hopefully College Park Johnny will be there because I'd like to take a shot of, oh, man, tequila, I think.
Believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Bell got me yesterday.
Believe
it was nice.
It
was fun.
You
a little celebratory tequila at 2:30 in the afternoon.
What is wrong with that?
On a Tuesday?
What is wrong with
nothing.
That? Nothing.
Nothing's
at all.
Wrong with it. Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I just want to make a comment. You guys were talking about that Porter Jr. story about the betting and the gambling and everything. There's a Netflix doc that came out in 2021 called Bad Sport, and the first episode is based on that 1994 Arizona State point shaving scandal.
Uh-huh.
My thing is, if you watch that, if the FBI and the internal investigations can catch them doing that in 1994, what makes you think you can get away with anything in 2025?
I agree.
Like to quote Randy McMichael, you big dummy. Like that's every time there's a gambling scandal on ESPN, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Randy McMichael, you big dummy. Because there's no way you're not going to get caught. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Josh.
I saw it. The one Johnny's talking about. It was crazy because you're like it's their job to find betting patterns out of the ordinary.
Yep.
It's their job. Like you're not going to game them. And I'm pretty sure somebody has gamed them or whatever. You know what they're going to do eventually? Get caught.
Yeah, they'll get caught eventually.
Yeah, they might.
Because they'll get cocky and they'll try to do it again.
Yes.
Vegas has been very good at that for a very long time.
Yes.
They're even better at it now because it's all digital.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
There's such an easy, not paper trail, even like digital paper trail to track you down. And I don't know, man. Like, it's going to happen more because it's just so easy to do.
Right.
And everybody has access to it. But they're going to catch you. You're going to get caught. And don't.
Pretty much.
Also, it just seems hard to do anything these days.
I mean, everything.
Like, if you're a criminal right now, how are you getting away with
it? There's cameras everywhere,
cameras
man.
Everywhere.
Cameras everywhere. They got voice detect. And then these fools tell on themselves.
That, too. Do you ever think about it, like, if you needed to commit a crime, how you would try to not get caught?
Obviously, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, obviously.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer. Everything's tracked.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, they even know where your phone is. They can like triangulate your phone signal.
They got everything, dude. They got everything. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
stop me from committing many murders.
I ain't got time to be got.
Like, I'd kill him, but I don't think I could get away with it.
My phone might ping.
Yeah, my phone will ping.
Yeah.
There's some camera that'll catch me. There's like Ring door stuff.
Dude, they got everything. The Ring doorbell is
The Ring doorbell's caught a lot of people doing a lot of stuff.
Yes, yes. And if you ever get a chance, there's this thing called Ring Olympics, where they show all the goofy stuff that happens on Ring cameras.
Really?
Some of the funniest stuff in the world, man.
What, like what?
Like people falling falling. Yeah. Oh, it's one of the greatest things.
Yeah, ever. You can't even fall down in your own driveway anymore.
No.
You're going to catch it.
Yes.
Now, that's something somebody could go viral for.
Yes.
At the radio station.
But who of all?
I don't know. You could go viral for doing something on your porch.
Yes.
Go out there, like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
That, I don't know what.
Well, you mean I use the bathroom out there, but it's my backyard.
That's
I don't
true.
Want to see that.
Yeah, you don't want to go viral for that.
No.
Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got two quick comments real quick. To that caller that called in earlier talking about the gummies, I do one better. My wife, back when we were dating, my brother had brought home some cookies. And he said, be careful, just get a piece. Do not go too crazy. And I said, cool. I just took a piece. My wife, girlfriend at the time, she was like, nah, I want some more because this tastes good. And I was like, don't eat any more. She finished the entire cookie. So that night around like 5 a.m., she was like, wah. She called me wah, W-A-H. She's like, wah, I can't sleep. And I was like, well, enjoy the trip because I'm not getting up for your trip or whatnot. So I totally agree. If you're going to do gummies or cookies or whatnot, slow down. Just taste it, if anything. Don't go too crazy.
Well, the good thing now, too, Walter, is a lot of these places have it, like, the dose.
Yes,
you know exactly
yes,
it's
the 5
milligram,
dose.
10 milligram, whatever, so you know kind of what you can
yes.
do, and then just stay right there in your lane.
Stay there. And then, also, too, my wife, she done got her mother-in-law, her father's wife, she got her into gummies now, so she's recruiting people for the gummy game. But y'all had a caller yesterday, and he asked who was the worst color commentator on any sports, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Miller. I don't know why you guys didn't remember. Dennis Miller was terrible, and I think they even had Chris Rock on there. Or I don't know if that was a comedy sketch, but those guys were terrible when it came to like color commentary, you know, on the sports or whatnot. But that's all I have for you guys.
All right, thanks, Walter. Now, remember that
when
they were trying
out?
They put Dennis Miller in the Monday Night Football booth?
Yes, and it was freaking awful.
That ended almost as fast as
it started.
It
was freaking awful.
Remember they did one year with Tony Kornheiser, and that was really bad as well.
God.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
It's really not. You really don't.
Get a solid play-by-play guy. Get a solid analyst.
And go about your business.
Let them do their thing
and
together.
Go about your
and
business.
Let them do it for a few years, too. That's the thing that kills me about ESPN is, like, every year their lead NBA group ever since.
They can't get it right.
Breen and Van Gundy and Jackson have
now, who
been
they got
off
the,
of it. Well, last year they had J.J. Redick and Doris Burke and Breen, and then this year it was
J.J. Well, not J.J., but
Breen and Doris Burke
and Jefferson,
and
right?
Jefferson, and they'll switch it again. It's one of the things about broadcasting, like, it takes a little time to build chemistry.
Yes.
You know, let them have a couple years and it might get better, but anyway. Thanks for the call, Walter. Let's get the takeaways of the day. You don't just wake up being Andy and Randy, you know what I mean?
That does not happen. But, hey, first of all, thank you to the Falcons for having us out here again.
David Bassidy and his crew
yes,
is so,
man.
So great.
Just awesome and everything. And, again, thank you to the listeners. Everybody came over, showed so much love.
Yeah.
And as the email we got yesterday, thank y'all again, man. We appreciate y'all so much. But it was always fun to get out and see you guys. And it wasn't as bad as hot as it usually is these last couple of days. But it's been so much fun getting to see all of y'all, as we always love being out in the streets with our fans. Lundstrom is a storm front. And Andy, he's somewhat from the hood.
Yeah, it's adjacent.
Yeah.
Hood adjacent. There was some flim-flammery going on defense out there.
Yeah, man.
You can't think or else you'll stink. when you're in Tampa, you got to show your thing. And you can't get shanked for self-stitching.
No, man.
You can shank yourself.
You can shank yourself. But, yeah.
You think anybody's ever been so mad at themselves for snitching they shanked themselves?
I'm sure somebody has shanked themselves to get out of that dorm, get to the infirmary.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, be safe. Don't get shanked. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. And don't shank yourself.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.